All right, as we promised, Dana Holgorsen with us here on ESPN 97.5, the new head coach of the Houston Cougars. Looking sharp. Yes, I didn't even know he owned a suit, but Lucho is making him looking good yesterday out at the press conference. What's up, Dana?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, man. How's it feel to be called the head coach of the Houston Cougars?
It feels great. It feels great. Glad to be back home.
Man, you did. You had smiles. I mean, this has got to be good. I mean, I know you liked West Virginia. It was, you had a great time, great run there. But, and a lot of guys don't, hey, Tommy Tuberville went from Texas Tech to Cincinnati. Other than that, I can't think of a guy who didn't get fired or was doing just fine at a place that, you know, he was at, would go from a Power 5 to a Group 5. So this is unusual.
Well, I'm just glad to be back home, you know. it feels like home. I feel great. You know, I'm just glad to be back here and excited to get started. You know, it feels like, I think I've been talking to you guys for the last 8 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just glad to be back here. And, you know, I don't want to talk about Power 5 or Group of 5 or any of that. It's all about being at the University of Houston and, you know, being around a bunch of friends and family, and I couldn't be more excited about what we're going to be doing.
Got Cougars head coach Dana Holgorsen joining us right here, Granado Raheel with you on ESPN 97.5. Now, logistically, I'm always interested when you make a move this big. You've been at West Virginia for such a big portion of your life. Logistically, like, how do you even like start planning that move? What are the steps? What do you do in terms of what are you looking at with the program, all this stuff? How's that going so far?
Well, it's going great. You know, I mean, I tell you, it's been a whirlwind now. I coached hard there in our bowl game. I did what I usually do. We stayed in Orlando and for a couple of days and just kind of hibernated there for a little bit and, you know, started receiving a few phone calls about the University of Houston. And, you know, I was going to take that call now. And so just, you know, before I knew it, I was on a plane coming over here to Houston and had some really good talks with athletic director Chris Pesman. And, you know, which I think he's doing a great job around here now. And, you know, everybody wants to make a big deal about the move and all that. But it felt great. Felt like it was home. It felt like the right move. And so here we are. So, you know, I couldn't be more excited about being in Houston, being at the University of Houston, and we're gonna make this happen, and it's gonna be a great time.
Dana Holgorsen was here on ESPN 97.5, and we can help you out. One of the things that you got to do is if anybody wants to buy a house in Morgantown, you should just give a call. And we can hook you up there because there's a house in Morgantown to sell. So if you're looking,
and I thought, you know, I mean, we've had these talks before, you know, and I thought you were going to move to Morgantown and buy that house.
I can't afford that.
That's the problem with long-term relationships or long-distance relationships. Is like, well, you move here, no, you come down here,
no. That is simply not happening. But maybe there's somebody out there. So I'm going to give you a little hand here. But here, what's cool is the kids, they grew, you know, they were all here before, and now Logan is entering. He's going to start in the winter in just about 10 days. He's going to start at the University of Houston, which is great. He's an early entry guy, so he's going to be able to go through spring and all of that stuff, which is cool. And the girls, and, you know, I don't know that I've seen you much happier than you were yesterday, knowing that you're back here.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I tell you, it's all about friends and family, you know, and you know, obviously my family is very important to me, and Logan couldn't be more excited about it. I've been fortunate to be able to follow him around to, you know, a bunch of these camps and stuff that he's been at. And he always puts the first on his list. Everywhere he always goes, it's always been the first on his list of the schools that he's considering is the University of Houston. And so, you know, for him to be able to come back here is awesome. You know, Carlin and McLean, and you know they're excited about being back in the state of Texas, and you know they're going to be excited about it as well. The state of Texas is important. There's no better place in the world than Houston when it comes to high school football and the coaches that are around here. I can't wait to rekindle a lot of old relationships that I have with all these great high school coaches around the state and around the city as well. So. You know, yeah, I get started here pretty quick getting out there. I'm excited about January being able to get out and see all these guys and that's going to be very important to be able to make University of Houston great.
Yeah, did you even recognize this camp? I mean, it is totally, totally different than when you left. Look at the facilities that you've got now. You went and toured the indoor thing, yes, the football stadium, the new basketball arena, locker rooms going up. I mean, this is a totally different place than when you left.
It's really different. It really is. You know, and Chancellor Renu Couture has done such a great job of building this up. She's been here for, 12 years now and done such a great job of making this university great. The facilities are different, and that's where it all starts. I mean, we got to be able to recruit kids the right way and bring them in and then develop them the right way. So, I FaceTimed McLean and Carlin yesterday when I was in that indoor, and they're like, they had no idea where I was at. They're like, where are you? And I was like, this is the greatest indoor facility I've ever seen. And so they're doing things right. You know, sometimes you can, you can build facilities that are just okay and get by, but the University of Houston is doing things right, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Dana Holgorsen with us, Cougars head coach. One last question on the Mountaineers. What's the one thing you'll remember about your time in Morgantown?
Well, I tell you what, I'm proud of everything that we accomplished at West Virginia. West Virginia is a great place now, and they're going to hire a coach and continue to move forward. Where we're at the University of Houston is very similar to where I was when I got hired at West Virginia. Back then we're in the Big East and kind of transitioned into the Big 12 and had a lot of success there. You know, left there second winningest coach of all time next to the great Don Nealon, who's a very good friend of mine, and had a lot of success there. So, left the program better than what we had it in. And so I'm excited about that, and I'm proud of that. But it's always going to be a special place to me. It's a very passionate fan base with a lot of great people and developed a lot of friendships that I'm going to cherish forever. This is a new challenge at the University of Houston, and I feel good about being able to do the same thing here that I did there.
You know, we've talked about it plenty on here, and I've tooted your horn that you take 2- and 3-star kids and you turn them into NFL players because of development. You can also evaluate, and the star system is crap sometimes. You know a good football player when you see him. But, your head's up here against Texas A&M. Your head's up here against all the Big 12 and the SEC schools to get talented guys. How are you going to approach that? How different is that here going to be here at the University of Houston versus West Virginia and getting talented players when your head's up against these guys that are here?
Well, we went heads up against some pretty good programs up in the Northeast as well. So there's good places everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of great universities out there that do things right and have a lot of, high profile, boosters that give a lot of money and build great facilities and have great academics. It's no different here. I mean, we're going to be up against a lot of great schools that do the same thing. It's about, developing relationships and bringing in good student athletes that, want to work hard and develop themselves into great people and great players as well. So, that's no different. It's about getting right kids and getting great coaches that develop them and bring people in that can make those guys great and work hard and compete at a very high level. So, I feel very comfortable about where we're at. I feel very comfortable about where we're going to go.
So what's the timeline now? Do you just hunker down, watch a bunch of tape, and just see what you have with the players? Are you still finishing recruiting stuff, starting up recruiting stuff? What's happening?
I got a list. Now, Raheel, I got a list of the things that we got to do, and we're hitting the ground running.
Yeah. So, new curtains. You got to get new curtains in the office, I'm sure. Or
yeah, we got to get some new things going on here. There's no doubt about that. It's always about getting things going in the right direction, and it's already happening. We got good student athletes that are doing the right thing, and they're working hard. And I wish they started school here in a few days, but we still got another week to where I can, you know, we got to go to this national coaches convention here in San Antonio here in a few days, and you know, got to bring some coaches in to try to get them right, and then the players come back here in about another week or so, and then we'll get with them and start figuring that out, and then we go recruiting for 3 weeks.
What about you? Got to go to the team shop and redo the wardrobe. You got to get all the Cougar stuff, or you just pull out the old stuff?
Well, fortunately, they just dropped that off for me. You know, so there was a big pile of stuff there in the office when I got there yesterday, and you know, so just changing colors and putting on a different logo, obviously, but it's all about the same stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you develop relationships. You get out there in the community, and you get to know as many people as you possibly can. Fortunately, I know a few of these guys, you know, here, so it's going to make things a little bit easier.
And, you know, you should also be listening to the local sports radio.
Yeah, you should listen to all the radio shows.
No, just one.
This one, anyway.
That's why wouldn't I do that?
I mean,
because I don't listen to any of the talk shows. I know Mr. Granato thinks I listen to him all the time. I don't.
Yeah. Dana,
thanks, Dana.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, just.
Well, I guess I might listen to you guys every now and then on my commute into town.
Thank you.
That's all we ask.
You guys do a great job. I appreciate that.
Let me ask you this. Yeah, going from, you know, the corporate, the kind of quarterbacks that you've had in the past to Derek King now, a little bit different kind of guy. But have you watched how much of Derek King have you watched?
Well, I tell you, I watched him a little bit earlier in the season because when they played Texas Tech, and boy, did he have a game against Texas Tech. Now Derek King is a really good player. You know, he was my number one recruit when I first got here a couple days ago, and so I've talked to him a couple of times. He's a special player. He's athletic and throw it, make all the decisions. He can make all the plays, but he's a better person. You know, so I sat down with him for a couple of times here in the last couple of days. I met his dad and his mother, yesterday as well, and they're great people. He's a locked-in, first-class individual, and I can't wait to be able to coach him. He's got that coach's kid sense to him. He's just very calm, and he's intelligent, and he can't wait to get started with what we're going to do with him. It's a different kind of quarterback than Will Greer, but he's a special player, and I'm glad we got him.
Yeah, no, I mean, you get to do some different stuff, no? I mean, you coached Brandon Whedon and Will Greer and, you know, a bunch of big pocket guys. Now you get a guy that you can maybe do a lot more stuff with.
Yeah, we just got to keep him healthy the whole time. You know, I could put in a bunch of quarterback run game if I wanted to. We did that with Skylar Howard, you know, for 2 years at West Virginia, and I've had some success with it. So we got all those plays in the playbook. I got to keep him healthy, got to keep him out of harm's way, and just get him to the point where he can help us win football games, not only offensively, but he has a lot to do with what we do defensively as well.
Yeah. So how many texts do you have?
Yeah, I'm like over 1,000, I think, right now. You know, but which is good, and it's encouraging. This is turned into a high profile situation here now. I mean, there's a lot of people that want to come here and I want to translate it into what we're doing recruiting wise too. I mean, there's a lot of people that want to be a part of what we're going to do.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned before, I mean, the guys that you not only evaluate but you develop. I think the most important thing for any head coach is to have those assistants that are just top notch. And you're getting a bunch of how many are you bringing some guys with you? Have you decided on some guys already? How many guys have you hired?
Well, I've talked to a bunch now, and like I said, I mean, this is a pretty high profile situation right now, you know. And there's a lot of people that want to be a part of this. There's this, what you call this background check thing, you know. So we got to put people through the process, and I wish I could tell you how many guys that we got currently that are locked in, ready to roll, but we got to go through the process of getting guys in here. Fortunately, we have the timing on this is pretty good. I mean, we got, you know, 2 weeks from when I was hired to when we have to go recruit, you know, and that's the number one thing as far as, and when we start school as well. I mean, we start school the same time that we that we have to go out and recruit, and we'll get some guys locked in before then. I can't really comment as far as who they are or where they are, where they're from, or any of that. But I think the people that are in the state of Texas, which is the best high school football that there is out there, are going to be pretty impressed with the people that we bring in.
Yeah. And how many spots do you have from after the early signing period? How many spots do you have left in February?
We got some. You know, not as many as I want, you know, but we got it. You know, that's the number one goal, is to get the roster exactly the way we want to get it. You know, it's going to take some work, you know, but, you know, that's nothing that we haven't done before. So, you know, got guys coming in that are going to be able to help us out with that. And, you know, we got to evaluate, you know, who everybody is and what our needs are. So we're going to be out and we're going to hit the ground running as far as bringing guys in.
A lot of stuff to do instead of talking on a radio show, right?
I feel like I spend the majority of my time talking to you guys.
Well, that's good.
That's the best thing.
Crack open a Red Bull,
yeah.
Man.
You just don't answer any of the other stations' calls.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's how it is, right?
Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dana,
yeah.
That's how it works, yeah. Now.
This did is they why have I you like on? Talking to you guys, because nobody else does.
Yeah.
Yeah, did they have Dana on when he was at West Virginia?
Yeah. How many times did 610 or 790 have you on over there when you were at West Virginia? Zero.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. What's really weird about this conversation is we're not talking about Damaris Barbecue.
Damaris Bar. It's this, by the way, is brought
not
to you.
Not sponsored by Damaris Barbecue.
No.
You're
no.
Not talking about Damaris Barbecue.
No, we're not talking. That's right. We're not. You know what? Screw you, Yanni. As a matter of fact, he's driving in right now, which is a bad thing for all of us. But screw you. This is not brought to you by Damaris Barbecue. So
yeah.
How's that? Yanni?
It will be soon.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Dana. It's different now.
Yeah. Don't forget, Yanni's got to pay first. Okay. Yeah. And said that. How easy is that?
Yeah, not almost very, impossible.
Not very. All right. We'll let you go. Get to work. We appreciate you, man. Congratulations. Great to have you back in town.
Always good talking to you guys. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Dana Holgorsen right here on ESPN 97.5.
Can I say?